Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Mary Beth Conley. So glad to have you here on Business Over Coffee Radio. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have a guidebook to create a better life? Well, now you do. It's Sherry Henley's new book called Come Into Your Own. And it's really your book. Stay right there to find out what I mean. Plus, how to use it to create your future. We'll get started in just a moment.
Thank you for listening to Business Over Coffee International. Join the conversation on Twitter at BO Coffee, hashtag Together Strong. Visit us on the web at businessovercoffee.com, a global community bringing everyone together.
KWAM. And now, here's the Mary Beth Conley Show, a radio program that features discussions to help you expand your horizons, believe in your dreams, and live life large. Now, here's your host, Mary Beth Conley.
And welcome to the Mary Beth Conley Show on this Thursday. Of course, if you listen regularly, you know that every Thursday is Together Strong Thursday, where we focus on areas where we can collaborate to become a better version of ourselves. My co-host on Together Strong Thursday is Sherry Henley. She is an author, a speaker, a trainer, and today with a brand new book out called Come Into Your Own. Just imagine if as you strive to live your life a little bit bigger, as you strive to grow yourself into a larger, better version of yourself, you had a guidebook to help you do that. And just imagine if the guidebook really was written by you as you seek your heart and your mind for what God really purposed you to be. It's there now. It's Sherry's new book. So stay right there for Together Strong Thursday, where we collaborate on helping you become a better you. We'll get started in a moment.
iShareAgency.com, bringing experts together to enhance your global presence and professional production. From executive project management equipped with a full team to booking a keynote speaker, our experts are here to provide excellence in service. We work with you to book renowned speakers that best fit your event themes, make travel arrangements, and fine-tune details for you or your guest, and much more. And if that's not enough, you can also apply to become an iShare expert. Visit our agency for details at iShareAgency.com, bringing experts together.
KWAM990.com. It is Together Strong Thursday with Sherry Henley. You can interact online with Sherry at sherryhenley.com, two R's and an I. Sherry is a speaker, author, trainer. You can find out all about her on her website. And what today's subject is very close to your heart, Sherry.
Yes.
Your new book is just out, just coming out right now.
Absolutely.
Come into your own. What does that mean to you when you hear that phrase?
Well, it means a lot of things, but if you look at the play on words, come into your own obviously means grow up, take responsibility, those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
But it also has a positive connotation to it, meaning own your feelings, own your business, own your happiness.
Own your mistakes.
Own your mistakes. Absolutely.
And learn from them.
That is absolutely right. So a mistake is a significant learning experience.
Absolutely.
So with all of that being said, this is a 31-day experience that walks you through a journalistic point of view. It is your book. It is not a book written by Sherry Henley.
And in fact, one point that I want to make about it is nowhere on the cover does it say by Sherry Henley. It really
Correct.
Looks like it's a beautiful picture of a little girl against her reflection.
That's right.
Loving herself, kissing herself.
Absolutely.
She loves what she sees, which is what we should be, not just physically, but mentally, spiritually, emotionally, right?
Correct. This book is a holistic philosophy. So it's taking every piece of who we are and putting it together to create a whole. And so with all that being said, you are looking at the emotional, the spiritual, the mindset that you're in. How can you change or reframe the way that you think?
Yeah, yeah. So it's a, and then it just has the title, Come Into Your Own, a 31-Day Experience. My point is, it looks like a beautiful journal that you might pick up.
Correct.
Full of blank pages. Not blank, however, but there's lots of blank space.
That is right. And so I did that intentionally. I did not want my name on the front of the book because when someone picks up the book,
mm-hmm.
I want them to take ownership of that book.
Okay.
Because they are going to read day one, day two, day three, and they are going to apply those written documents or written type of examples that I give.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to apply those to their daily life. And so it is a journal. It's for that person to own.
Now, in your business, you do a lot of discovery when you sit down with a new client to find out what their dreams, their goals, their aspirations, what their talents and experience, what the whole picture is leading that person to. That's a long process, longer with some than with others. And so you're not suggesting that people can create a whole new life or reinvent themselves or reframe their thinking completely in 31 days. This is a start, though, right?
Yes, you start where you are.
Okay.
So if you keep putting it off until tomorrow, tomorrow never comes.
Isn't that the truth, girl? And that's in laundry, too. Have
yes.
you ever noticed that? You know, that's in housework. That's in
very true.
That project at work.
Yes.
And everything.
So rather than looking at something as a task, look at it as this is actually something that I can learn from, right? So I have a new client. This client in this scenario needs a specific tool to work with for their business.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know there are a lot of tools out there, but I don't know exactly which tool they're going to use.
Right.
So what I'll let them know is I will get back with you on that, and I will have an answer for you on Friday. So rather than saying, I don't know, instead I reframe it. I let them know that I will take action,
mm-hmm.
and now they're looking at this in a positive light versus this person doesn't really know what she's doing.
Right, right. Well, you're always discovering and always learning. And what you suggest to the people who pick this book up is that what you're doing is you're learning about yourself, who you really are.
Correct.
This basically helps them take the discovery process that you do with clients, take it internal,
yes.
do it with for themselves.
That is correct, because there's so many moving parts to the discovery process. There's the spiritual, professional, the personal life, the emotional being that we all are.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we take all of that and we put it together, then we are complete. We are whole. So it really speaks to life balance or consciousness or mindfulness.
That's the word I love, mindfulness, consciousness, intentionality.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
You and I on Together Strong Thursday interview an awful lot of personal development speakers, trainers,
right.
authors, and we always hear that word being intentional, being conscious, being
Correct.
Mindful about every action. I think the world today is spinning so fast for so many of us that we just are really just trying to get through the day, and we you know, being mindful about what you're doing in your, let's just say in our career.
Oh, yes.
That takes time. That's an extra step. It will save you tons of time down the road.
Right.
And also make your life more joyful, your career more rewarding.
Yes.
But it takes time. And I think a lot of people don't do it because right now I just have to get through what I've got to get through. Do you agree?
Right. Absolutely. And one of the things that you said, Mary Beth, is you said it takes time. So if we reframe that and we say we are going to invest time.
Invest, right.
So with that being said, if you're looking at it through that prism, it gives the topic a whole different connotation because now it's an investment of your time.
Right.
Because time is not a commodity. Time is going to pass regardless. So 10 years from now, I'm still going to be 55. Okay.
Brave woman that says her age right there on the microphone.
So what I do in that 10 years yes. is going to count, whether it's laying on the couch and eating bonbons and right. watching reality TV,
right.
or if it's creating my own reality, my own positive reinforcement of others, my own positive investment into myself and into my family.
I love that.
And I'm so passionate about it because what I see with this book is that the personal development, the professional development, the spiritual development, and spiritual looks different to everyone because we all look through a different prism.
Right.
So all of those developmental aspects of who we are all comes together in this book. So that's why I love it. It's my passion is working with people.
When did you first get the idea that this book was needed? Was it when you began to work with clients and you found that the discovery process really is a complicated process? It takes a lot of time of digging and not just you digging, but the person digging as to
yes.
what really drives them, what their passion is, what makes their heart sing.
Absolutely. It's a two-way street. So what I give and what that person gives determines what the outcome, the end result is of that discovery process.
Right.
So you ask the question, and to your point, about the discovery process. Truly, this book came out of my own discovery process.
Really?
Yes. And as I built Business Over Coffee International, coming out of the ministry, ministry's always been in my heart, always will be, have a background in that, moved into the business arena.
Well, it's ministry in the marketplace. It's still ministry.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. In fact, I whisper that to people sometimes.
Yes, and that's so important. And that's why I want to shout it out, because
yes.
we ought to celebrate. A lot of times people think that in order to work in the Lord's purpose for you, you have to be, what's the word I'm looking for? You have to be very obviously working in ministry, and that
sure.
is so not true.
Right.
You do ministry in the business world all the time, but it's still ministry. Okay,
correct.
So anyway.
And
so,
I do believe that your message is what you preach. So
right.
the message is your life. It's what you live.
Right.
The church is in us. So that's my own personal belief, is that I carry that around with me every day, and people share their message with me, and I share it with them.
So as you began Business Over Coffee, and if you haven't heard that interview with Sherry that we did a few weeks ago, it's a
yeah.
great one. I mean, it started with 8 people in a Dunkin' Donuts, and now more than 1,000 everywhere. How many countries? Do you even know?
Well, it's international. We do have people that contribute from all over the world, and it's really very radio-based and global event-based now. So
yeah.
it's evolved so much
and
from where it was when we first started.
In the space of like 4 years, right?
Absolutely.
Very short amount
of
time.
It will be 5 years in April of 2016.
Amazing. So from that process of starting that, and you very freely admitted that when you started it, it came from an idea. You didn't really know where it was going to take you. You
right.
didn't really know what you were doing, but you just knew that people needed to get together on a more cellular level, a more
yes.
meaningful level.
Right.
So that discovery of this was your passion. That's
yes.
what led to this book?
It is, absolutely, because with Business Over Coffee International, bringing everyone together is the tagline.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll have to tell you a story about when my husband and I, Richard, were walking in Midtown. At the time, we had a condo. He didn't expect to marry someone with 2 small children, right? So we've now moved out to Mississippi, but
which is land.
Right, exactly. So at the time, we would walk every day, as we still do. And he had just married me. So I would talk to him about my dreams. And I said, I can see in Memphis, Tennessee, people walking down the streets with their arms raised, locked, for Together Strong, bringing everyone together. And he looked at me and he said, not in Memphis, Tennessee.
Really?
Well, I actually got to see that happen about 2 years ago, and it was actually in a church setting, but it was leaders from all over the Mid-South were there. And it was, we have pictures of it that we used for this show, the Together Strong show.
Yeah.
And so with that, I also said to him one day, oh, I've been working on a webinar. Well, I didn't have any clients. And he says to me, why were you working on a webinar? He's a businessman. So he said, I attend these all the time. Why would you do that? Because they are so boring. I said, because one day I will be teaching people how to actually do this.
And do them in an exciting way.
That's right. That's right.
So that they're
and
not
so
boring.
I know that at the time he had to be thinking, you know, what kind of person did I marry, right?
She should have told me this before I said I do.
So 3 years into Business Over Coffee International, I realized that the monetary aspect of that business was not necessarily what that business was for. It is a community platform for me to connect with people. And that's where Sherry Henley Intelligence evolved, which is where I work with clients mm-hmm. and I actually get paid.
Mm-hmm.
And then we
like
moved
that.
In yes, then we moved into several other legs of what happened with the business. But during that process, it was very heart-wrenching for me. Because I really wanted the monetary aspect to come from Business Over Coffee International.
So did you feel like you were failing?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I felt like I was out of control. What am I going to do? We're going in the hole every month. We have a lot of people that really depend on me.
So and I can't quit.
Yes.
But I don't want to do this for free.
Right. And so I met with about 40 leaders in the city that made up coordinators, executive council, et cetera. And I was very transparent with them. This is where we are, and this is what needs to happen. And I will either go this direction or this direction. And I made the decision after a month. After that, they were all very embracive, gave great support, and still support me. And I support them. We mm-hmm. are a team.
Mm-hmm.
But through that process, I sat down one day to write a blog. And the blog was called Come Into Your Own.
Mm.
And it was a 31-day process. And so that was 2 years ago when that happened.
Was it to help you as you were trying to figure out where Business Over Coffee was supposed to be in your life? You didn't want to let it go because it was too important.
Right.
And it was too important not just to you but to a lot of people.
That's right.
But you also needed to monetize, if not it, the knowledge that you gained from it, the
right.
activities that you were participating in.
Correct.
So that's how you figured out that what you love to do is help people find ways to monetize what their love is, what their purpose is.
Yes.
Just
up until that point, I had really focused on exposure for people, which did help build their business.
Right.
But now I was going to be able to craft this in a way that I could work one-on-one with people or group settings or corporations and help them to expand their reach. Now, through that process, though, I also needed to tap into the spiritual side of Sherry Henley because I had lost that somewhere along the way. It was the professional. And so I needed to get balance in my personal life and in my spiritual life. And so through that came the blog. And then there were several steps along the way, but I did say to my husband, Richard, when I wrote the blog, I said, one day this will be a book.
Wow. So here's my point in going there. You know that Come Into Your Own will work for you because
right.
this book is really, it's the steps you took to do it for yourself. You
yes.
now have a global business with four things under your umbrella, iShare Agency, Sherry Henley Intelligence, Business Over Coffee International, and
SherryHenley.com.
And actually five because you're now a publishing company as well.
Yes, we are, Business Over Coffee International Publishing. And there are a couple of other legs that we'll just kind of let them, they'll be an octopus, okay?
They're germinating. Eight streams of income. I like that.
Yes,
there's
only
four I've always aspired to. All right, we will be right back. More on the Come Into Your Own. I'm going to call it a journal.
Yes, please do.
Okay? And the thing that I would suggest is don't just get one. I would get four or five or six, because I could see this becoming a process where my 31 days is every 6 months, because this is a growth process. It is
sure.
This is a journey.
You could revisit it.
Absolutely, because aren't we always reinventing and
evolving.
Absolutely. Evolving. Yeah. I like that better, because reinventing kind of implies that you leave behind what you have been doing, and I really believe you can build yourself bigger standing on your own shoulders. sort of. So
yes,
that
is right.
Sense? Using and the experiences and the talents
that's right.
That have gone before. All right, we'll be right back. More with Sherry Henley, her new book, Come Into Your Own. It's really your book, but
yes,
Sherry has lived it, and we'll delve a little bit deeper into how it works in just a minute on Together Strong Thursday, the Mary Beth Conley Show with Sherry Henley every Thursday on AM 990 and KWAM990.com.
Thank you for listening to Business Over Coffee International. Join the conversation on Twitter at BOCoffee, hashtag TogetherStrong. Visit us on the web at BusinessOverCoffee.com, a global community bringing everyone together.
Back to Together Strong Thursday. I'm Mary Beth Conley Show on AM 990 and KWAM990.com. As you know, if you listen on Thursdays, my co-host is Sherry Henley, SherryHenley.com. That is her primary website. She has several companies that are all umbrellas under there. So Sherry is two R's and an I, Henley.com, and her brand new book, Come Into Your Own. It's a 31-day experience. It's a journal to help you discover your passion, your purpose, and then begin to walk into it. So when I say it's your book, Sherry, really it's everybody's book.
It is.
My book. It's your book. It's whoever's using it.
Whoever purchases the book or I gift the book to, it is their gift to discover who they are. And a lot of people already have discovered that, but really enhance who they are.
Right, because a lot of people have discovered it professionally, but maybe their home life is a disaster. Or maybe they don't have the romantic relationship, the meaningful life relationship they wish. Or maybe they don't have a spiritual relationship. So this brings everything together.
Yes, it does. Oh, I love that, bringing everyone together, bringing
together,
everything together.
Okay, real quickly, before we get started into how the book works, we're actually going to walk you through how you use the book. I want to mention that today, a Refresh Her conference, Refresh Her 2015, takes place at Country Place in Moscow, Tennessee. The best way to get your tickets and reservation is to just go to Eventbrite, right? And just put Refresh Her, H-E-R. Get it? Refresher.
Yes, great play on words.
Sherry is the keynote tomorrow on Friday. What time's your keynote?
It is in the morning.
Okay, so if you can only go to one event, one part of this event, go to that one. All right, let's talk about Come Into Your Own. I'm just going to open up to page 6. The introduction really explains what you're doing here. How to come into your own is a discovery process with many moving parts, allowing these parts to move in sync and strategically carry out the evolutionary process of embracing oneself for better or for worse is a journey.
The good, the bad, the ugly. Embrace all of it. And that's what makes you who you are.
Some things I don't want to acknowledge.
I heard the sigh.
I know. I'm thinking about there are aspects of myself I don't want to acknowledge. Why is it important for me to own them?
Because once you recognize it and you say, yes, I see that there is an issue within myself, and I like to use the word situation because it sounds
give me an
so
example.
Much better than issue.
Okay, give
so
me an
I have a situation, and this person says to themselves, I have a situation that I overreact to things. I'm a drama queen.
Okay.
So
I get my feelings hurt easily.
Yes, okay. I have a chip on my shoulder. So I recognize that. So now I'm owning that so that I can now take steps within the book, the own notes, which is where you actually write down the things that you either want to change, you want to enhance, you want to embrace. And with that being said, then you're able to look at what pathway can I take to better express myself.
Okay. So own your feelings.
Yes.
Whether they're easily insulted.
Right.
Or I'm easily intimidated.
Yes.
I have fear.
Peel away the onion. So, for instance, if you have a fear that you're going to get in the car and you're going to have a wreck.
Okay.
You say to yourself, okay, if I have a wreck, what am I afraid of? Well, I'm afraid that I'll be hurt. Okay, if I'm hurt, what am I afraid of?
Okay.
I'm afraid that I will be in the hospital and won't be able to work. If I'm in the hospital and not able to work, what am I afraid of? I'm not able to care for my children. If I'm not able to care for my children, what am I afraid of? I'm afraid that my children will be taken from me.
Okay. So you're literally following the string.
Yes. You're peeling away the onion. And if my children are taken from me, what does that mean to me? That means I don't have my children any longer. So that's what I'm truly afraid of. So based on that, I then need to look at how does that relate to getting in the car, and I need to work through that process.
Okay, how does it help to do that, to identify the fears? Does it, because I teach people sometimes, once they identify the fear, for instance, in this case, you've peeled it back and peeled it back, and,
right.
And what you're ultimately afraid of is your children are your most important thing, and you won't be able to care for them, and
right.
Therefore, where will they go?
Exactly.
Okay. So then, is that real? In other words, if you're going to spend your time in your brain space, in your emotional space,
yes.
And energy, worrying about something,
right.
Why do that if that's not a real fear?
That's an excellent question, because there is perception versus reality.
Right. What is it we say about fear? False evidence appearing real.
There you go. I love that. So when you have a perception, even if it is not a reality, you still feel it.
Yes.
As if it were real.
So recognizing it does what for you?
Recognizing it helps you to embrace it and say, I have this fear, but I need to release this fear.
Okay.
And so I need to walk through whatever it takes for me to do that. Self-help books. One of the greatest that I've read recently is Calming the Chaos with Jackie Woodside. Fantastic. So these are the type of things that you do. You look at what are the positive reinforcements that I can put into my life. Do I need to meet with Mary Beth Conley for Live Life Large?
Okay.
Do I need to walk through sessions with her? So you start to look, maybe you don't have the funds to do that. Then get online and look at the blogs that are being written about fear.
Right.
And how you can overcome it.
But take intentional steps toward
yes.
a solution. Otherwise, all
right.
you're doing is you're spinning your wheels.
That is right. And I speak from experience. I am definitely not a psychologist. But in my early 20s, I went through an abusive relationship, a former marriage, and I went through clinical depression, and I had to walk through a lot of psychology and a lot of peeling away the onion and what am I afraid of and all of these things. And I believe that anything that I walked through during my lifetime is for now. It's for this Come Into Your Own book, because now my life can be a message to others and reach out to them on each level, whether it's business, personal, spiritual.
So what I'm hearing is when we talked about own your mistakes, I'm not saying that your first marriage was a mistake, but we've all made
it
choices.
Was.
I'll let you say it. But we all have made choices, myself included, that were not the wisest for whatever reason. And maybe we made them in ignorance, but once we find out they're a mistake, it's
right.
We have an obligation to resolve it. But we don't have to look at that mistake, or in my case, those many mistakes, as a negative. What we have to do is say, what should I learn from it? What can I take away from it that can help improve my life and can use to help improve others?
Yes, and I've been on that journey, and that's the journey this book, Come Into Your Own, will help you walk through. Because when you look at different aspects of your life and you say, okay, so this was an abusive marriage. What did I learn from that? Well, I learned that I'm a strong person. I survived it, but I not only survived it, I came out victorious.
So in this case, using this book as an example, you would write that down, like, for instance, on own your weakness.
Yes.
You might say, okay, I didn't notice the signs that abusive personality was in
right.
my intended or my boyfriend.
I rushed
before
in
I
too
him.
Quick,
right.
whatever it
Married
may be.
Too young, whatever it is.
All of the above.
Right. So we're going to own that, but yes. We can turn it into a strength. But we have to own it first.
We must own it because we were there, as Shelley Bauer says. One thing that we all have in common in a marriage is that we're both there. So I now, she said, if I say it twice, I can own it. So I guess I own that phrase.
Shelley Bauer being
the author of Integrity-Based Communications.
I love it. All right. Shelley Bauer is another great one to follow on all the social media. What
yes,
are
her
hashtags
book.
Today, by the way? Miss Queen of hashtags.
Together Strong, of course, and Come Into Your Own.
Okay, I love it. Those are our hashtags. Beginning today, the Refresh Her 2015 conference is in Moscow, Tennessee, a country place event location. And you should just go to Eventbrite and put in Refresh Her 2015. Sherry is going to be the keynote speaker tomorrow. The book is Come Into Your Own. You can get it through your website, correct?
Yes, Sherry, it's on Amazon. It will be on Kindle in about 1 week.
Nice.
And you can also go straight to my website, and it will lead you to the link.
Two R's and an I, SherryHenley.com. We'll be right back on Together Strong Thursday on the Mary Beth Conley Show, AM 990 and KWAM990.com.
iShareAgency.com, bringing experts together to enhance your global presence and professional production. From executive project management equipped with a full team to booking a keynote speaker, our experts are here to provide excellence in service. We work with you to book renowned speakers that best fit your event themes, make travel arrangements, and fine-tune details for you or your guest, and much more. And if that's not enough, you can also apply to become an iShare expert. Visit our agency for details at iShareAgency.com. Bring experts together.
Together Strong Thursday with Sherry Henley. If you listen to the program regularly, you've come to know Sherry Henley as a very strong businesswoman. SherryHenley.com is her website, two R's and an I. She is also the brand new author of the book, Come Into Your Own. And it's actually your book. Sherry wrote
yes,
it for all
is.
Of us. And how long did this process of discovery, discovering your passion, your purpose, your truth, yourself at your deepest level, how long did it take you? Because this is a 31-day guide that would get you off to a very good start.
Right.
But for very few of us will it be just 30 days. We should be in a lifelong process of discovery, I
yes.
believe. How long did it take you, that period of discovering who Sherry Henley was and what you were obligated to give to the world?
I believe that through our lifetime, we have certain benchmarks to where we have discovered who we are at that moment. And so we continue to evolve. When I realized that my mission in life is bringing everyone together, however that looks, and this book is a great example of that, of all the various parts of us as people and bringing all that into one holistic philosophy, so it still falls into the mission of bringing everyone together, I realized that in my early 40s. And I truly believe that around 35 or 40, you really start to evaluate who you are, where you're going, what you're doing, and the legacy that you will also leave for those that you love and even those that may not know you as well.
Yeah, you wanted to throw a pebble in the pond of life and leave some ripples.
Yes, yes, I do. And I believe that God, and God means a lot of things to a lot of different people.
Right.
So I believe that God gives us all the gift to do whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Only we can unwrap that gift. And we talk about that in the book, Come Into Your Own. Because a lot of people walk around with this beautiful package with a nice bow on top, but nobody sees what's inside.
Right. And I believe that's because it's not through our own, it's not, I don't want to fault people for doing that. Sometimes I do I'm frankly in a period of life right now where I'm sort of doing that because you're just so overwhelmed with everything you just have to do to get done through the day.
Right.
You don't have time. But I think that in our world today, life is spinning so fast and we have so many multiple responsibilities that we take very little time to stop and to ponder and to be with ourselves. That's the value of this book. It gives us, in 30 minutes a day, you could do this. In your morning time, get up 30 minutes early and spend some time with yourself. Use this book as a guide
right.
to just get
in your
started.
Quiet time, your meditation, your prayer, whatever it may look like to you, that's where you would use it. And one of the things that you said about everyone feeling overwhelmed, and we all do, we're human.
Right.
So there's certain times in life that we have survival mode. I've been there. I've done that. I talk about that in the book where I would take my children and we would go out and we would sell sunglasses and handbags so that I could pay rent.
Yeah.
So, but guess what? I kept putting one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other. That's the key, is never stop moving. Always strive. The Bible says, I stretch toward the mark of a high calling.
And your particular stretch during that season of your life was just to survive.
That's
that
right.
Day.
And I did not know where the mark was. And we don't. We just keep stretching.
So perhaps that would come under own your situation, right?
Yes,
is there
whatever
an own
it looks
your situation,
like.
Own your, I saw it in here somewhere where that would come in. Because you have 31, maybe own your, no, own your story is your history.
Yes, that's I love that one, here. Own your story. But yes, when you talk about a situation versus a problem, okay, so yes, it's a problem, but if you rephrase it as a situation, then you look at it differently and you say, okay, what can I do to make a difference right now? Okay, my car, the motor in my car just burned up. I need to go do music at the church that's hired me to do music because if I don't show up, I won't have a job, right?
Right.
So you get online. You find the car, and now it's, oh, I went through a divorce and my credit's bad. What am I going to do? You just keep pushing forward and keep pushing forward
okay.
until you find that answer. I've been there. I've done that.
So what you're saying is sometimes when you look at your situations as a problem, you might just get so overwhelmed if the car blows up at that crucial minute. You're just... You want to just go to bed and pull the covers over your head. And
right.
we all feel that, but we can't do that. What we have to do is say, this is a situation. Let's find a solution. Let's
yes.
find the best option that we can find right now. And for you and your kids at that point, it was to go sell sunglasses this day.
Yes.
Let's make this money. This isn't our forever situation,
right.
our forever life.
We made it fun. We were selling Bibles, and my children loved it. And so the people loved it because I had my kids with me, and
yeah.
no, it was not a gimmick. We were truly paying rent. And so with that being said, we didn't tell people that. We walked in proud. We walked in with our head held high.
It was your job.
And absolutely. So we owned it, and we did the very best we could do in the situation that we were in at that time in our lives. And one thing to remember is that things always change. One thing that is constant is change. This too shall pass. This moment in time with you right here, I appreciate because we must live in the moment. And
right.
I'm here with you, Mary Beth. We're living life large. 5 minutes from now, we'll be doing something different. An hour from now, we'll be going on to our next appointment. So we must live in the moment and appreciate every moment that we're given.
Even the not-so-great moments, like if this was a horrible interview and so painful because you have agoraphobia, I'm serious.
Yes, I hear you.
You could also, you know, if this is a moment where your transmission is blown up and you...
Right.
just don't have the money to get it fixed. It's not a moment you want to stay in, and you might have a hard time finding a way to appreciate that. But if nothing else, appreciate the fact that it's not going to always be this way.
That's right. And own that moment and own your story. That's one of the pieces in the book that's so important. One of the things that's very important is when you are having a message and you think you have a testimony, do not share that testimony until you have gotten to the other side of what you're going through, unless you're talking to people that you trust and that you can be vulnerable with. And that's your choice who you're vulnerable with. Be very careful and selective.
Okay, but otherwise... sharing your testimony with everybody in that negative moment sounds like complaining, and
that's
that just
right.
drags everybody down.
Yes, it does.
Own Your Life. Come Into Your Own is the book. It's a 31-day journey, really, to help you define and really discover who you are and why God purposed you. We'll be right back. Final thoughts on Together Strong Thursday. Our hashtags today are Together Strong, Come Into Your Own, and let's throw Live Life Large.
Oh, absolutely. Always. That should be
all
the
right.
Number one hashtag.
We'll be right back on AM 990 and KWAM990.com.
Thank you for listening to Business Over Coffee International. Join the conversation on Twitter at BO Coffee, hashtag Together Strong. Visit us on the web at businessovercoffee.com, a global community bringing everyone together.
AM990 and KWAM990.com. I want to tell you about a special conference. It is today, starts today. It's the Refresh Her 2015 conference in Moscow, Tennessee at the Country Place event location. And Eventbrite is the best place to find out more about it and to get your tickets to go ahead and register. Sherry Henley, who is my co-host here on Together Strong Thursday every week, is keynoter tomorrow, so definitely don't miss that. Sherry is just now publishing, right now, this month, hot off the press, Come Into Your Own. It's a 31-day experience. The interesting thing about this book is that it is about discovering you. Sherry's name is not even on the cover because it's really your book. It's the people's book.
It is.
Kind of like the people's campaign.
I like that.
So what is the number one, we have like 2 minutes, number one thing you want people to, at the end of the first 31-day period of discovery, you want, where do you want them to be? What do you want them to get from this book?
I would like, once you've read the book, I believe it's very important that you look through each page, highlight the things that you've written, and put those into action. So practice what you preach to yourself within the book. So day one, you go through, you make your notes. Mm-hmm. The next day, focus on that. And you do that for each day for 31 days. But once you're finished with the book, go back and highlight areas that really worked for you and make notes on things that maybe you need to tweak a little. And then start living the ownership aspect of the book. And I love what you said about revisiting the book every 6 months and seeing how much you've grown, because we all grow when we set into motion the positivity that is in us, from personal to spiritual to professional to emotional, financially. All of those areas are assessed in the book.
You know what I love about this? It's like micro steps. We all have time for that. That can lead to macro change.
Oh, I like that.
Okay,
yes.
Hashtag micro to macro. But it really
That's my new tagline.
Because, you know, we don't have the psychic energy in today's world, or the time on the clock to make massive, overwhelming changes all at once. And that's why most of us do nothing to change. We just
are in
survival mode. We're just getting through the day after day after day.
And if you are, then you could choose one thing.
One thing, right. And you do that for 31 days, you've just created a new habit. So the next 31-day period, pick something else.
Yes.
You know, build on it, little step by step by step. Thank you so much. Come Into Your Own. You can get it at sherryhenley.com, two R's and an I. And don't forget, Sherry keynotes tomorrow at the Refresh Her 2015 conference in Moscow, Tennessee. Go to Eventbrite and just put Refresh Her 2015 in. You'll find out all about it and can register. Thanks so much for being with us on Together Strong Thursday with Mary Beth Conley and Sherry Henley here on AM 990 and KWAM990.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.